JFK.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, this clip needs a little bit of a setup. Rob drew a cartoon that got in a... what newspaper did your cartoon get in?
It was a foreign newspaper of some sort.
Anyway, and it was a cartoon. Maybe you've heard about this in the news.
Big controversy about this cartoon.
Of a monkey giving birth to Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice,
giving birth to a monkey. I'm dyslexic. And anyway, last night...
Running an Arab newspaper, I would assume, right? I
think so. Right. So last night on the Bill O'Reilly Show, which is, really... funnier than King of Queens.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here is the guy. Here's the guy arguing from
trying to defend
the Spiewak the Industries.
This is Rob's spokesperson
arguing with Bill O'Reilly.
The monkey part is a premature birth for something that is not acceptable. It's rejected, and it's not feasible to do, and it's destructive. This is a metaphor. If you look at the caricature itself. The monkey is not even black. So what we're talking about, this is not a racist cartoon.
I'm not getting a monkey. Listen, with all due respect, you're a smart guy. I'm not getting a monkey, explained the monkey at all. You haven't explained it. It's
monkey
the basic.
Represents that,
yeah, the monkey
here,
what?
The president, Ms. Rice, says it's the pain that precedes the birth of a new Middle East.
That has nothing to do with the Middle East. The monkey doesn't.
Well, if
it were
a
child.
You don't give a birth to something if you're not pregnant.
No, you don't give a birth to a monkey if you're a human being. If it were a child in there, you could make that argument.
Good news show.
That they are sending to the Middle East.
This is flat out racist, and I'll back it up.
There it is.
Well, he's right, but.
Yep. There he is. Wow.
Is there more? I think I got one more.
See what your cartoon has done, Rob.
Part two.
Woo! F*** me!
Oh, hold on a second. That's not it.
I love the Bill O'Reilly Show.
That's not it. Hold on a second.
You got a lot of tape over there.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
I guess we won't hear the other tape right this moment.
Accidentally making their audience smarter. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's see. Cut number 19, Robbie. Cut number 19. Here we go. Here's the second part of that.
This Al Jadida newspaper refers to her, Secretary of State Rice, as colored, dark-skinned, the black lady, over and over again, zeroing in on her color. Come on. This is a racist deal.
Black. The fact that she is black is not an issue. The issue here
it's an issue for the newspaper. It certainly is. They only mention it 15 times.
What are they going to say?
Nothing.
You know that she's
not. Doesn't need a color on it.
All right. Well, let me tell you how the people sees in the Middle East right now. See Mr. Bush and Ms. Rice.
Well, look, I know how they see.
They see them as killers,
okay.
Murderers. You know, these people, they see us in the United States as supporting. Killing people, innocent people.
That may be true, but the way those things
why
were
are
vile.
Why are we so angry about it? I mean, you know,
because it's
limited
vile.
To the American people.
Jesus. You need to rethink it, Mr. Sablani. You need to rethink
Sablani.
It. We appreciate you coming
Spiewak.
On.
Mr. Spiewak. Mr. Spiewak Sablani.
Very rare we agree with Bill O'Reilly.
Wow. Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
That's our
Bill. We decided to play a clip from your show.
Four German guys leap over the counter and pound me.
Yeah. Well, all right. Anyway, there you go. That was the Rob segment last night on the Bill O'Reilly Show.
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
Those are some of his more controversial points.
You're a moron.
See? Thank you, Bill.
He's
a hothead.
Bill O'Reilly.
You know, I'm sorry I brought pain to all those families, all those thousands of families.
Thanks, Bill.
I know, Bill.
I'm an incompetent boob.
Yes.
Let's go outside for a second.
Spiewak strangely absent from the interview last night.
Let's go outside.
Send my spokesman.
Joshua Tree, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Understand, through some recon, that a very hot woman went into the chiropractor's office next door.
Yeah.
And she allegedly is going to go inside and put on her bikini and come out and join us in the hot tub on the 100-degree hot day.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this girl looks just like Jennifer Garner.
Wow.
She walked into the chiropractor, said, "How long are you doing this?" I said, "Till 7. She goes, "I'm coming out. I've got a pink bikini in my car."
That sounds encouraging.
It does. So as soon as she comes out of that chiropractor, I'm leaping on her and I'm getting her in the pool.
Very, very
excited.
You will,
too.
Yeah, I will.
He's going to leap on her.
Leap on her. He's literally trying. And how's our boy Dave doing?
Good. Dave, how are you doing?
great. I wouldn't mind leaping on the squirrel,
hey,
too.
Hey, no, wait.
I'm being funny.
Yes, you are. Yep. No, Dave, listen, those are natural
urges, son.
That's
one thing that you got to know about me. I'm a wild and crazy funny guy.
There you go. How'd the flossing go?
Great.
Good.
Want to say vagina again?
No, thank you. Not at this time.
Hey, I like that independent thinking.
He's performed that.
Are you some
enough for one day?
Are you some kind of faggot?
No.
Oh, come on.
Just don't want to push the envelope too much.
Wow. Very interesting concepts here.
I'd say poontang.
Poontang.
There you go. That's new.
Thank you, Dave. I just want you to engage in some shock jockery while you're here.
All right.
Have fun. Live vicariously through the show.
Hey, guys, we've got one other woman out here. Maybe she wants to get in.
Okay.
What's your name?
Becky.
Becky's here with, and how old is your baby?
It's kind of a buzzkill. I brought my baby, but I thought one woman
is better
than no women.
Hold on, I'm turned on, Joshua. I'm turned on. How old is the baby?
He's 8 months, and Don, I am breastfeeding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Bravo.
Where's that magazine cover? is she going to jump in?
Can we get you in the pool?
Yeah, if it's okay.
Did she bring a bathing suit?
You don't want to see that.
We don't want to see
what? Oh, really?
We don't want to see what? Stretch mark. Well, we've got to start somewhere.
That's right.
We have to start.
She might not be the big winner.
But right now she's got the money. She's the first chick to show up.
Yeah, right now it's all you. If nobody else comes by, you're getting the money.
Say hi. So I don't need the money, but I will get in the pool just for fun.
Oh, she will get
in the pool. All right. So there's
that.
All right.
We want to hear the splashing.
All right. She's getting ready to stick in her shoes.
Why are you looking at me like that, Mike?
Does that mean I get in the pool now?
Well.
Okay.
Didn't you really want to?
Yeah. Right.
Buzz, what's the current temperature outside?
Still 96 degrees with a heat index of 108.
How old are you guys?
17.
I can't let you guys play. You guys got to be 21.
We're actually listening to Joshua Tree, the behind-the-scenes workings that he does.
Yes, when I had to turn him down when they're 17.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when you get their numbers in private.
Not how he operated at the wedding this weekend.
No, not.
That's a very nice-looking lady.
Why don't you... Why don't you go on out?
Okay, here I go.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yes, it is very nice. Brunette.
Hey, dog. Let me see what I can see from the window before I go out there.
She appears to have some kind of one-piece bathing suit on underneath.
Oh, yes. Nice-looking woman.
Yeah.
Really
white
nice
short.
Looking woman. You got one of those for me?
Yeah, you want to go out?
Yeah. What the hell?
Holding her 8-month old?
Here we go.
All right, I'm outside, Don.
You're still nursing?
I'm coming out with you, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Here we go. I'm gonna come out with you. Let's see what's going on now. No, I don't need cans, Robbie.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Don's making his way out to the pool.
Actually, I can probably, I don't need it either. We can monitor this way. So, Joshua Tree, if you'll take that.
Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hey. Yeah, Mike and Dave getting to the pool together.
And this lovely lady, and you are lovely. You're very, very lovely.
Yeah, now a sexy mommy.
And a tired little bambino here.
Sexy mommy, hi. What's your name?
Becky.
Becky, where are you from?
I'm from Silver Spring.
And how long are you going to let him nurse?
As long as he wants.
Good. You want to nurse like for 3 or 4 more years, don't you? And you just happen to have your bathing suit on today?
No, but I'll get in the pool. I always wanted to meet you guys.
It's nice to meet you, and you're really going to be able to meet Mike. Turn around and take a look now.
Oh, baby, light blue is hot.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, this is my new target. This is my new target bathing suit.
This is Mike O'Mara in a bathing suit in the pool.
No, this is my friend Dave right over here. Dave, you can go over, sit over there, sit over at the other side. Dave. I'm going to sit on the far end of the pool here. What? Wait, hold on.
Which part of Silver Spring are you from?
Capitol View.
I grew up near Four Corners, Colesville Road, and University Boulevard.
So it's a lovely day here, and it's time for all of us to get in the
pool.
There you
go. Becky's in the water with the little one.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, there you go. Mike, are you comfortable?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tip it over if I lean back.
Comfortable, Mike?
Sorry.
Now,
this is where, I know, Dave, this is where all the water came out from. Yes, take plenty of shots, John.
Yes.
F up the contest, but, you know, for the open of the show. But get plenty of things with me. Don't touch yourself, please.
And get a nice shot of Becky over here and and get a nice shot of Dave. Now,
technically, Becky is over. Hi, how are you? Hi. Some people driving by, and it seems to have heated up, Don. It seems like this is now starting to gain a little strength,
well, Mike,
this little routine we're
doing
here.
Let me just be honest. I'm not blowing smoke. It's the star power.
Is it the star power of me being in the pool?
You're in the pool, baby.
Don, I will stay as long as it takes. I will stay till the end of the show. If you want me to stay to the end of the show, I will do it. I will do it. That is my job.
How are things going with the baby?
They're going well.
What's up with you?
Want to hear Donald Duck sneeze, little baby? Watch this. Watch this. Look, look.
I don't mean to make it too G-rated.
Okay.
I hope you get some hotties soon.
Oh, no, you're very hot. I can see right down your top. You are very, very,
very, very nice. She is lovely, and it's a beautiful day. And you know what? I said before that the water was a little too warm. It's actually really nice. It's kind of got that little bath water feel to it, but it's water. It's moisture. We're out here. And I like the fact that we've got the monitors cranking out here a little bit. That's good, too.
Becky's the winner.
And incidentally, those people that are just driving by to stare, get out of your car at least. At least have the decency to do that, please.
Mike, maybe they can see just driving
by. Am I getting
by?
A little testy? I'm getting a little testy. But Dave, you know what? This is great. I'm going to get some sun out here today.
What you need to do, Dave, you need to get a little closer to Mike.
No, now see. Now that's really not. No. I think it's fine that he's over there because there's going to be lots of room. So when all the women show up, we'll have half of them for him and half of them to sit next to me.
Right,
it'll be wonderful.
Work.
This is just delightful as I count the floaties in the pool. Just kidding, Dave. There aren't any floaties here.
What can I say? Becky, listen, you get at least $100 for showing up today in your bathing suit with your baby, so we thank you for that.
That's $100 right there, Becky. Isn't that nice?
I don't even have to breastfeed.
No, that's inside of you.
And Buzz Burbank is out here.
Yes.
Buzz, is your microphone on?
It is, in fact. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Buzz.
How's the water?
Although it's enough to make my nipples do this, so it's very nice.
You know, on a hot day.
Yeah, and not yours.
Not
yours.
Hey, Dave, how are your mitts doing, friend?
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
You got that water bottle. What are you holding now? Is there any water left in that? Yeah, throw that out.
Dave, you have a very odd way of sitting. You're sitting on your knees with your legs going
kind of
out,
the way a toddler would sit. That's very
side.
Interesting. Yes.
Almost straight up.
I've been doing that for the past 37, 38 years or whatever.
It's like yoga.
Nice Double to see jointed. You're still in that holding pattern.
Double right. Jointed.
That's lovely. And you know, even though it's 100 degrees with the nice little breeze and in the water, it's quite comfortable out here right now.
Have a good time, Mike.
It is. Don, please don't leave, you know.
Great seeing you out here, Mike.
Oh, yes, more men coming by. Isn't that wonderful?
You have committed to
staying. This guy's been to some of our other reindeer games. You just love having us in the neighborhood, don't you? You truly do.
Hi there. So, take a look. What do you think?
How are you?
Describe it to our listeners.
Well, it just looks very refreshing.
It's a real sex fest, isn't it? Truly is.
So very family-oriented program.
It is. It's very family-oriented.
So
this is really, you know what I see when I look in this kiddie pool? I see what could be a photograph promoting some hotel. You know, like come to Myrtle Beach.
Exactly.
Come to Myrtle Beach.
On the flyer.
Be for a hotel that's just getting over Legionnaire's disease. Like that hotel.
How about a cruise, you know, if it was a cruise?
We've cleaned our pool.
Are you worried that your boat is actually taking that 15-degree angle at sea, causing death and destruction? Come by our pool.
Hey,
we have a wonderful time out
Dave,
here.
Dave, is that a birth spot on your head, or did you cut your head?
Shaving.
Over here on this side is like a wine stain, like a Gorbachev thing happening on the back of your head.
Just one of the many things that make you you.
Right. When I was shaving the head, there were like some pimples or a bug bite.
Oh, I tell you, I have never been happier to be in a pool with an individual in my life.
I know.
And I like all the detail. Shaving. So you busted pimples as you were shaving your head.
Right.
Let's all enjoy the water.
Oh, the blades.
Don't get any mouthfuls.
Now, Dave, wouldn't it be refreshing to go underneath? Wouldn't it be refreshing to go underneath and get your head wet? Come on, do it. Take off your glasses and go underneath. Here
right,
we go.
There he goes.
And
he's getting underneath. All right.
And here
there
goes.
You go.
Oh, there he goes.
That's great. That got right in my eye.
Dave.
Yes. Splash, splash. How's the water? Oh, you got a little bloody nose. You all right there? Oh, did you hit your head, buddy? Did you hit your head?
Oh, he hit his head. The water was a little more shallow than
dear.
He thought.
Oh, dear. Let's get a towel.
We're going to need
Are you okay, buddy?
Towels.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Get a towel for him. All right, please don't. You can step out of the pool, Dave, if you want to, buddy. All right.
I'm going to run upstairs and get the towel.
All right. Are you okay, Dave? Yeah, he'll be all right. Get him a towel or something.
Somebody get a camera.
We think we might need a first aid kit here.
Get a towel.
Don, thanks for leaving.
Get a camera first.
Hi, Don.
What happened?
I can't hear it. Now, can somebody give me a little more monitor?
We are sending first aid and a camera crew right now.
Towels are on the way.
Very good. Dave, why don't you step out of the pool for a little bit, Dave? Just a little bit. Help Dave out of the pool, Joe, will you?
Mike, I'm back here in the studio. What happened was the pool has like 6 inches of water in it, something like that.
How are
you? It's closer to 2 feet.
Really? Well,
Dave out of the pool,
when I said to him, why don't you get wet, he really did a header.
Yeah, kind of went head first into the pool. You didn't break your nose, did you, Dave?
No, I didn't. I just forgot that it was actually asphalt under the tank.
Yeah, bumped his head.
Shallow. Keep applying pressure. Keep applying pressure to that head wound.
It looks like usually I just dive in and go all the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's my motto for life, too.
You're going to be okay?
Did you hit your nose, Dave, or did you hit your head?
It looks like Nick Nolte's mugshot now.
I kind of just went right between the nose and the forehead. A little bit.
He looks a little like the Kintner boy.
He got his brow. He
it's a lovely day out here in Rockville, Maryland.
Is the water pink, Mike?
What's that? No, he didn't bleed in the water, which I think was very, very kind. But we're still having a good time, aren't we, ma'am?
Party.
Yeah, it's a party time. It really is.
Take off your glasses and we'll dab some of the blood there.
Yeah, why don't we make sure that Dave's wounds are properly nursed before we send him back into the pool? Not that I wouldn't want to share every possible...
Because he jumped...
Hold his cool.
Because he was sitting in a kiddie pool, leaned over to just submerge himself.
And apparently didn't realize that it was shallow.
Would you like some isopropyl rubbing alcohol out there, Mike? I have some.
I think whatever we can do to help with the first...
Let me just say that based on Mike, I'm getting news now from the Royal Retard Stock Exchange.
Yes.
The stock on Dave has tumbled from 100 to nearly 85 based strictly on this last swimming accident.
Right, now hold on, Joshua Tree, go over to these guys.
Hurt at all.
Hold on, Dave. We got a couple of guys. Did you guys bring ice to put into the pool?
Yeah, we're refrigeration guys.
All right, the refrigeration guys. Go ahead, put the ice in the pool. Fantastic.
Let's get a piece for Dave's forehead.
Hi, what are your names, guys? What are your names?
John.
John?
Dan.
Dan, give a plug to who you work for.
I work for ASC. We work out of Glenwood, Maryland.
Okay, very good. Thank you for bringing the ice by. We appreciate that. Don, we're getting the pool's going to be cooled off a little bit.
Good, you need to be cooled down.
It's going to be wonderful in here, and as Dave continues to bleed. Dave, has the bleeding stopped? Pressure. You need pressure on it.
Pressure on the fire.
Dave?
These are some of the things you look for the young MD.
Dave, Joshua Tree. And I just want to say, our crew, as far as administering first aid.
Best show ever.
They're doing a yeoman's job. They really are. They're helping Dave. But what, Dave, you need to do is probably still apply pressure. Then you're going to keep the blood out of your eyes.
This is like watching Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah,
all of the tug of keep pressure on and
pressure.
Strap him.
Saving Private Retard.
And now the ice is in the pool. These guys are doing a great job. It's wonderful.
Now my question is, where is America?
The lady, baby.
Coming by to see Mike in the pool along with Super Dave and the hot lady who's breastfeeding her child. She's not breastfeeding the child right now, but...
No, that's not happening, you know.
Certainly is within the realm of possibility.
Oh, God.
Anything can happen, Mike.
Hey, you know, I already feel the cool coming in from the ice. It's actually improving the water temperature down here. Very, very nice day here in Rockville, Maryland. Beautiful direct sunlight on the pool. Come down, work on your tan, and for God's sakes, keep that pressure on Dave's headboard.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, thank God Dave didn't break his nose. It might cause him to talk funny.
Oh, very funny, sir.
Bye!
Right, I already talked funny enough, thank you.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, yes, excuse me. Yes, hi, Mike.
I am curious about Dave. Dave, when you went headfirst into the asphalt in the 3 inches of water, did you hit your nose as well as your forehead?
I kind of...
A little bit. You don't think the nose is broken, though, do you?
No, it's not.
It's not broken. The nose, we have good news, Don. The nose is not broken.
No, it's snot.
It's not broken.
I do things like this all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
Lots of household accidents, I'm sure.
I bet. Lots of soft corners in your house.
And, of course, you know, Don, where do they say most household accidents occur? In the bathroom.
That's right. In the bathroom, or in a parking lot.
Or in a parking lot with a kiddie pool.
In the bathroom where there's no working
waiting
shower.
Waiting for more people. I do love my job. I do.
This is why we have those legal waivers.
Yes, that's right. Did Dave sign one?
Yes, he did.
Hey, terrific.
And I've
no liability.
I've applied triple antibiotic ointment.
You know what
to
that means?
Head.
He can bleed out right now like a deer.
He could. Wouldn't that be great for the ratings?
The company would be not out one thin dime.
That would be wonderful for the ratings if he bled out. But then we wouldn't have his lovely voice to hear all the time.
And then we'd have to put him down.
Have to put him to sleep.
Like Barbara.
Don, are you suggesting euthanizing Dave on only his very first debut show here? we can't euthanize our new superstar.
Only if his nose is broken, Mike.
Man, Don't euthanize Tartaro.
It is cold in this place. It feels good, doesn't it?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello,
it's Don. I'm inside. Mike is outside in the pool. Hello.
Yes, did you realize how much that guy sounds like Rob's character on the farm?
Yes, you're about the 8,000th person to mention that today. Thank you, though. Please try listening to the entire show.
Bye.
Please. Don, for 4 hours a day.
Don?
Yeah, Mike?
I'm bleeding also now.
Oh, no.
Where?
It's a sympathy bleed. I don't want to say where I'm bleeding.
Yeah. You can't. Really.
I think we all might know. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Oops. What did I do there? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, I figured out the tone that Mel Gibson was listening to while he called his 502.
Now, hold on. Are we walking into a joke
here?
It's
going to be
a joke. A Mel Gibson joke? No, please.
It's not a joke. I just know the tune that he was
listening. No. Save it for make us laugh. Oh, I gotcha. Goodbye.
Bye.
Caught you.
Nice Don, you know, having a little trouble down here hearing the callers without headphones, and in that particular example, I think I benefited from that.
Yeah, he was starting some Mel Gibson joke.
How you doing up there?
Up here?
Yeah, because I just want to paint a picture here. Don's window from his studio actually overlooks the beautiful kiddie pool here in Rockville, Maryland.
Now, because we got that shiny stuff?
Yeah.
What?
We got the shiny stuff?
Yeah, stuff that's the window tinting that's all bubbled.
So that you can't see me looking at you, but I can see you.
I can't see you, no.
I'm looking at you right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
We all
are you doing something?
No, do something, and I'll tell you exactly what you're doing.
Okay.
You put your right hand up in the air. Now you're aping that you're picking your nose.
Right.
Now you're touching your top of the head.
Right.
Now you're aping that you're going to kill yourself.
Now he's getting up.
And now you're getting up.
Oh, no.
Now
no one wants to see that.
I'm not going to do that.
I was just about to see your hairy Valentine.
As I know. And, well, the fit for these Target swim trunks, not exactly perfect. It's actually riding a little lower than I would like. I like to wear them more in the old man style that young Dave here has.
Do you think you'll take them to the tailor and get them altered?
You know, it's either all or nothing, Rob. I either want to go with the thong or nothing at all.
That's right. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Radio God, how you doing, buddy?
Hi there, you're on the air. Howdy.
Buddy. Hey, is Super Dave related to Larry Bud Melman?
I don't believe there's any. Is this Comedy Corner today?
Hello, Don and Mike show. I think people are trying to get a handle on Dave. Go to our website. We got a fresh picture of him on today's log.
Yeah, and keep the pressure on that head wound, Dave. Okay?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don't
Hello.
Rub it. Just press on it. Do not rub it.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Phil. I'm a manager out at the Scores of Baltimore, the Gentlemen's Club.
Yes.
Familiar with the one in New York City. I don't know how long you guys are going to be in that pool, but I can maybe send a few girls out to turn up the mood, if you know.
Well, now, something tells me that you probably the closest you've come to Scores maybe is leaving some of yourself on their bathroom floor. I really don't think you're the manager of Scores.
Don?
I am. I run the valet company. It's a fact. My name's Phil.
Hold on. There's a difference between the guy in the red jacket who parks the cars and the guy who actually gets the chicks at Scores.
Well, I'm just offering. I can have three girls down there. I got to do is talk to the owner.
All right. Well, make it happen there, Mr. Big Time.
Come on now. I'm not going to be in this pool forever,
Come on, Mr. Big Time. Make it happen because Mike's pruning out there, Mr. Big Time.
That's
open
right.
7.
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hideous pruning.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You can't put him down. He's already down, if you know what I mean.
No. He has estimated he's a 100.
He's a century, as he said, a century mark.
Comedy Hello. Tuesday. Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Super Dave dropped on his head when he was born.
Dave is right here.
Right.
He can hear you. Come on now. He's in. Oh, the guy just hung up.
Hit and run.
I just hung up. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Turn it down. Oh, this is why Mel Gibson died for your sins. Stop it. Hello, Don and Mike show, so that you would call radio shows and not have your radio turned up loud. Right. Hello.
Hey, I want to know where you guys are located. I want to drive by and see some of this tomfoolery unfolding.
Well, you know what? I wish you were of a different sex, sir.
Fine.
We are at the corner.
Hey, playing some music, are you?
We are at the corner of Rockville Pike and Montrose Road in Rockville, classic Rockville, Maryland, right on Rockville Pike. You can't miss us. Here we go.
That's great.
She comes out like a rose. But everybody knows.
Mike, don't get poison ivy down there now.
You're killing me.
Mike.
But you didn't like
your shirt's not on.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, that's a great song when you're in a studio, but it sounds even better when you're blasting it through a parking lot.
Late at night while you're sleeping, who's alive and comes creeping.
Wow. Oh, you're killing me.
You were killing me. You should see my... God damn.
We're sitting here. I'm sorry. I keep calling you ma'am. What is your first name again?
My name is Becky.
Hi, I'm Becky.
Becky and the baby and I are having a wonderful swim. It's truly delightful here. Of course,
Dave.
We could use a few more folks out here, but you know what? It's perfect. Dave's bleeding, and everybody's having a good time.
Come on by. I wish this person was here. Hello.
Hey, yeah, might have stopped.
Mike. Hey, Bob.
I sent an email to...
We lost him.
Oh, what a shame that he got cut off.
Really, his phone just crapped right out.
Hey, the new filters work. You know, that's the only thing that would make this a little bit better for me.
What if Robert was here?
Just be sitting in this tub with Robert the Angry Mailman.
He always has a kind word for you.
Yes, he does.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering, could you take Dave upstairs on the other side of the window and see if Mike can see him licking it?
I didn't get that. I didn't hear that, Don.
Now, listen, that's cruel. That's a window licker, Joe.
Oh, you've discussed the fact that you clean the windows at McDonald's. That's not the way you do it, is it?
No.
You do it with like a squeegee. You don't lick the windows.
Squeegee and right. A little thing to soap the window.
Good explanation.
And
thank you very
grease.
Much.
You know, I think it's important to point out, Mike is in a pool right now outside with
a lovely, lovely kiddie pool.
With this guy, Dave, and with this hot mom, Becky, down there with her daughter.
Becky is here, and we're having a wonderful time.
I believe the bleeding has stopped.
So come on by.
Hooray.
Yeah, the bleeding has stopped. We're going to allow, he hasn't eaten anything in a half an hour. We're going to allow Dave to get back into the pool in a little bit.
What, Johnny?
I got all the pictures up that I've just taken.
Beautiful. Okay, so good. Our website. Right. Do we have pictures of his head bleeding?
Yes, we do.
Bloody good. Bloody good.
Thank you, John.
We're still waiting. We've given Becky $100. We're waiting for the grand prize. It could be Becky. It could be you. We're not sure. We're all waiting here on Rockville Pike to see how the date is going to end.
Mike, we got a break.
Okay.
And we'll be back.
Thank you, Don.
With Band-Aids.
Dave, would you like to take us to break again?
Sure, Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.